Let's be clear before I tell you this story. I have very little evidence that it's real. But sometimes we have to entertain the possibility that odd things can happen and that folklore can carry it forward like a scrap of paper on the wind. This, I think, is one of those scraps. The story tells us that Henry lived in a small Texas town located northeast of Dallas, up near the Oklahoma border. Today, Honey Grove, Texas is a small town, but it was even smaller in 1893, perhaps 800 citizens or so, and Henry was one of them. We don't know the source of the split, but according to the legend, Henry ran out on his girlfriend. Maybe he left her for another woman. Perhaps he had an argument, and this was one of those heat-of-the-moment things. We don't know the reasons. We just know that Henry left her, and it broke her heart. Some versions of the tale say that this unnamed woman killed herself over the loss. Some assume she moved on and found happiness later. But it was the act of breaking up, of Henry leaving her, abandoned and alone, that drives this tale. Because this unnamed woman had a brother, and he wasn't very happy about what Henry had done. And so it was that one day, Henry was outside his house in Honey Grove when the brother arrived to give Henry a lesson. I would like to believe that he didn't come with the intent to kill. That line between crimes of premeditation and passion is pretty wide and tall, and it takes a lot of planning and resolve to cross it. It's hard to say if this man had that sort of dedication in him, but at the very least, he had a gun. They argued. They shouted. The brother demanded Henry make amends and set things right, to fix his sister's broken heart. And when Henry failed to cooperate, the brother pulled his gun out. He held it straight out in front of him, hand trembling with rage and fear, and pointed it at Henry's head. And then he fired. Blood sprayed from Henry's head, and his body fell backward, landing in a lifeless heap on the lawn near the large tree. And that's when panic washed over the brother, and he bolted. Later, when he had locked himself up at home, the panic was joined by regret and distress. Fearing for what he had done, and for what it might mean for his future, he took the same pistol and turned it on himself. It's a tragic story, and not a fun one to listen to if it ended there. But it doesn't. You see, Henry got back up from that spot on the lawn near the tree. He pressed his hand to his head and felt pain. There was indeed blood, but not as much as he'd expected. So he went to the doctor, who patched him up and sent him home. 20 years went by. 2 decades of life that Henry probably viewed as a gift. He'd been shot in the head, after all, but the bullet had somehow only grazed him and then disappeared. So here he was, healthy, older, and enjoying his life in Honey Grove, Texas. One day in the summer of 1913, Henry walked outside to take care of an old problem. The large tree in his front yard had grown too close to the house, and the shade was causing troubles. Today was the day to remedy that by getting rid of the old tree. Now, we have to lean into the story here and trust the details. We're told that Henry didn't have an axe or a saw or anything that might help him take the tree down in the usual manner, and we have to believe that. I know not having an axe would indeed be unusual, but then again, most folklore is born out of unusual moments, isn't it? So Henry grabbed the next best thing, a stick of dynamite. He took a piece of rope and tied the explosive to the trunk of the tree, low to the ground, opposite the house. And then he lit the fuse and ran for cover. And it worked. The explosion went off and the tree toppled to the ground away from the house. But as the tree was slowly falling, Henry was doing the same, and both of them hit the ground at the same time. Neither would move again. I have to assume a neighbor found Henry's body. Someone did, at least, and they took him to the doctor to find out what the cause of death had been. The carnage in the yard seemed to suggest that a piece of the tree had perhaps pierced Henry's skull. There was certainly enough blood to validate that theory. But they were wrong. When the doctor opened Henry's skull to find the source of the fatal wound, he found something unusual, something very much unlike a piece of wood. A bullet, In fact, it was a bullet from a pistol. The bullet, you see, that had been fired at Henry 2 decades earlier. After grazing his skull that fateful day in 1893, the bullet had embedded itself in the tree behind him. And there it had waited, motionless and benign, left to slowly vanish into an ever-expanding prison. It would have stayed there, too, if it hadn't been for the dynamite. Sometimes our past has a way of tapping us on the shoulder and reminding us that it's still there. We think we're clear, that we made it out or got away, and then, with a sudden flash, it all comes rushing back into our mind. Or, in the case of poor Henry, back into his head.